With the Pulse, we're still out at Section Conclave at Loud Thunder. Ian could not be with us today because he had some other things that he had to take care of. But I'm sitting down today with Dan Tarnow, and Dan is the Lodge Chief of the Conopaca Katiwa Lodge here in the Eloah Council. And it's for the Order of the Arrow. And the Order of the Arrow is Scouting's National Honor Society. And so, Dan, before we talk about the OA, I just want to ask you, like, what has been your scouting career up to this point?
I've been very, very fortunate. I've had a lot of great opportunities through scouting. I started in Cub Scouts, you know, going to day camps. Mm-hmm. Widged over into Boy Scouts. I was able to go to a National Jamboree in 2010.
Oh, cool.
A World Jamboree in 2011. I went with a local troop, not my troop, but another troop that had an empty spot, went with, on a contingent trek to Philmont. So that was great fun. That was in 2012. 2013, I started working on camp staff. So my first year on camp staff, which was 2013, I worked at Shooting Sports. And then a year after that, 2014, I worked at the Trading Post. I was Trading Post operator. Yeah. 2014 also, I went back to Philmont again with the OA Trail Crew program.
Oh, cool.
That was really fun. I thought it's... In my opinion, the Trail Crew program is a lot cooler than a normal track.
Let's come back to that. Let's come back to Trail Crew.
All right. So, other things in scouting, I obviously started off in troop. I was patrol leader, I think, the year that I bridged over. Did assistant senior patrol leader, OA rep, that sort of stuff.
And now you have a rich family history in scouting.
Yeah. Yeah, my dad is very big into scouting. He was an Eagle Scout. He's been involved in scouting for a long time, on the national level.
Yeah.
Planning. Mostly aquatic stuff. He also helped, he runs a trading post at NOAACS for the last several years.
So what do you think is, like, your earliest memory of scouting outside of... Because you've been to national events outside of being a participant, right?
Yeah, I remember... going to a NOAAC once. Both my parents were working on staff, and this was, I was probably like 5, 6, 7, something like that. And I remember me and my brother were both there, and we had this big container of Hot Wheels that we would be sitting in one of the rooms playing with during the NOAAC. I don't really remember much else about it because I was pretty young. That was great fun. And then it was actually during the 2005 Jamboree. We went out there to visit. His dad was working on staff, so me and my mom and my brother all went out to visit him, kind of walked around, looked at stuff.
Wow.
So that was really cool.
And now are you an Eagle Scout?
Not yet. I've got about 5 months left. And so.
5 months left before you age out, or 5 months left
before? But before I turn 18, and I've got a project to do, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you got some time, right?
Yeah, I kind of put it off for a little while. But
well, that should be like your goal, like within the next 3 months.
Yeah. Well, that was for this year. That was my New Year's resolution.
Okay.
To get my Eagle done.
So it's September right now.
Yes.
And I don't know when this will air. So by this time, you might have less time. But it's September right now. So you have like. You got like a little less than like 6 months to.
Yeah, I turn 18 in January.
Okay, so you still have time to fulfill your New Year's resolution.
Yeah, it's gonna be kind of tight, but I think I'll be able to do it.
Yeah, well, my New Year's resolution was to lose not like 50 pounds, but to lose like 3 belt sizes. And I just started on that a couple months ago. So,
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
As long as it's
off.
Within the year, right?
Yeah.
But you never hear anybody in September like, man, I'm falling back on my New Year's resolution.
No, everyone forgets about it by like February.
Oh, I think they forget about it by like January 5th.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah. Okay, so before we talk about Trail Crew, I want you to go on World Jamboree.
That was definitely the coolest thing I've been able to do in scouting.
Where'd you go?
That was, it was 2011 one. It was in Sweden.
Okay.
So it was a contingent from our whole area, mostly people from St. Louis area. And then flew out to Sweden, got out to the site there. There was basically no infrastructure at the site at all. They had each troop, they had these massive stacks of giant poles. You know, they'd done a lot of, you know, had a lot of trees cut down. It's giant poles. You could grab as many as you want. Each troop built a gateway.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, some of them got really elaborate. Obviously, all, you know, just big lashed together poles. There were some that you could climb up on top of. And we wound up making a, lashing a whole bunch of them end to end and making a ridiculously tall flagpole. it was.
Did you have the American flag on top?
Yep.
So was your thought like the highest flag in Sweden is going to be the American flag?
Pretty much. And I think one of the other, like halfway, maybe three quarters of the way through, another troop from some other country made a flagpole that was taller, but they had it like on top of their gateway and all built up.
Okay.
Ours was just freestanding.
Nice.
So we still claimed that ours was the tallest.
Right.
It was really handy when we wanted to find our campsite. It'd be like, yep, there it is. But yeah, the coolest thing about World Jamboree, though, is just, you know, you can just wander around, talk to people from Germany, people from Sweden, mm-hmm. you know, people from the UK, Switzerland. You know, I have around 150 countries there. And you can just walk around, talk to people. You know, you're all part of Scouts. You all have enough in common that you can just walk up to someone and talk to them.
And there's no language barrier?
You know, most everyone there speaks pretty good English.
Okay.
Like, people from Sweden spoke really good English. Most everyone speaks English, except for the French and the Italians.
Yeah, well,
didn't speak too much English, but almost everyone does.
So then, the United States, we're having World Jamboree in, like, 19, I think?
Yeah. Yeah, it's 19, I think.
19. So then, there's one between now and then in Japan.
Yeah.
And that's where we have the hashtag Hudak for Japan, because Anna wants to go to Japan.
Ah.
So she wants to be a staff member.
Okay.
So hashtag Hudak for Japan. And I might be pronouncing her name wrong. I might be pronouncing it right, but I might be pronouncing it wrong because I pronounce it wrong every time I try.
Just act confident.
That's the secret to the whole podcasting thing. Okay, so OA Trail Crew, what's that about?
That was the most fun I've had on a scouting activity in this country.
Okay.
Second only to World Jamboree. It was really awesome. Basically, the idea is it's kind of like going to Philmont on a normal track, except you go out for the first week, you build trails there, and then for the second week, you can kind of design your own track.
Yeah.
So we were working on the side of Phillips. We're making a new trail up to the top, which was, you know, being up at, I think it was about 10,500 feet. It was really nice temperatures, nice
yeah.
and cool. Of course, it rained most days, but
right.
it was fun. And then about, like, second day of the work week, they have you come up with, you know, get a map out, come up with a list of all the places you want to go to. And then your foreman kind of design a track for you. Because for trail crew, you don't have any advisors.
Right.
Each person just kind of goes by themselves. You get put in a group there, and it's led by two foremen, one of whom is 21 and over, one is 18 to 21.
Okay.
And we had really awesome foremen. And
yeah.
from what I saw of the other foremen, they were all pretty cool people
yeah.
too. So we did trail building for the first week. I was mostly building rock walls, you know, to kind of support
mm-hmm.
the edge of the trail, cutting dirt out of the way, that sort of stuff. And then we were able to go hike around on a track, you know, that we had designed, hit all the places we wanted to go to.
Right.
It was really awesome.
That sounds awesome. I had the opportunity to go to Philmont 2003, I think. 2003, and I went with a troop that it was my cousin's troop, so I didn't know anybody except my cousin.
Yeah.
And so I, but we did the southern part. So I don't think... So I went on Phillips. I didn't go on Baldy.
But yeah, my first trek in 2012, we went over Baldy. And then when we went with Trail Crew, we did Phillips and Tooth.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Rock and roll. So what would you say... Oh, we already touched on that. I was going to say, what would you say is the highlight of your scouting career? But you'd say World Jamboree.
World Jamboree is definitely... If you ever have the opportunity to go to a World Jamboree, do it. It is the coolest thing you can do in scouting.
What's cool, Dan, is that you're almost 18. And let's go out on a limb and say you'll be an Eagle Scout.
I hope so.
Yeah. You have your Vigil and you're the Arrow.
Yep.
And you've experienced, like, you've totally had the complete scouting experience. You've taken advantage of most everything you can.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate. Both my parents are very active in scouting. Yeah. I've been in it from an early age, had a lot of great opportunities to do fun things.
And so you've been Lodge Chief now for a couple months?
Yep.
And what are some things that you want to see Konopaka do going into the future, going into our 100th anniversary?
Well, my kind of goals is one of which is Quality Lodge,
mm-hmm.
which last year we would have gotten except for our we didn't have the Brotherhood conversion.
Okay.
So that's one of the things we need to work on is getting people back to do their Brotherhood.
Yeah, getting people invested in the Lodge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting you know, a broader range of people involved in leadership, you know, whether it's being on ceremonies team, dance mm-hmm. team, election team, being in charge of an event, you know, just get more people involved so it's not just a small group of people running things.
Right.
It's the whole lodge.
That's not a good idea. Oh, rock and roll. Dan, we have three questions that we ask everybody.
Okay.
The first question is, what is your favorite current TV show?
Favorite current TV show?
Yeah.
I don't really watch a whole lot of TV shows. I pretty much the extent of my TV show watching is the ones on Netflix.
Okay, yeah.
But I've been watching the BBC Sherlock series.
Okay.
Which I like that.
Ian and I both watch Sherlock.
Yes, I think it's a good interpretation of the books.
Yeah, what's cool, and they made a documentary lately about, you know, how they make the show, and it is a pretty good interpretation of the books.
Yeah.
I think what makes it successful, or at least more entertaining, is that they kind of have that vision that Doyle had.
Yeah.
And they've made it, so it's very, because a lot of Sherlock interpretations they kind of go away from what Doyle's views were.
Yeah, and like they've changed obviously the entire setting because it's, you know, modern day.
Yeah. And they have
England.
Like cell phones and they text and stuff.
But like all the personalities of the characters and all that,
yeah,
they've kept completely true.
Yeah.
Like he's exactly the same sort of personality, sort of character, just in a modern setting. I think.
I think I've always really liked the character of Moriarty, just as a character, like in fiction. I think that he's an awesome villain, and
yeah.
like, and really he carries over in different things. He was the villain in the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he carries over. The guy who plays Moriarty on that show is awesome.
Yeah, he
is awesome. Like, it's just. Because there's times where it's just like, I have no idea what he's doing. You know what I mean? Like, I think I'm one step ahead of him, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't know what's going on. Like, I don't know the show like I thought I did.
Yeah, and he's not, like, the sort of stereotypical sinister character.
Yeah.
Like, he kind of looks like a normal guy.
Yeah.
But then, like, once he starts talking,
yeah,
whatever you realize.
Oh, man, the acting in that show is pretty good.
Yeah.
The one downside is the hour and a half long episodes. So it's like watching a movie each episode.
It is. I tend to watch them like a half hour at a time.
Yeah.
That way I can pretend that each season has 9 episodes.
Well, and they are on PBS, or they did when they're on. And they only do like 3 episodes a season. And then they wait like 2 years before they do the next season. But they air on PBS, and it's under Masterpiece Mystery. And so when I DVR'd Masterpiece Mystery, it also DVR'd Masterpiece, like, Classics. So I've got, like, all these episodes of Downton Abbey, and I'm like, yeah, well, that's not really what I was going for. But yeah, no, that's a good show. It's a good show. Now, what is your dream job?
That is something that I have not decided yet. I started college this year.
Yeah.
Haven't decided what I want to major in yet. Haven't really decided what I want to do as a job.
But don't you have, a job where it's me, I would love to be, the head writer of Saturday Night Live. Now, that wasn't my major in college. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're I want to be a space cowboy or...
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I can't really come up with anything like that that I specifically...
Oh, okay.
...really want to do. I haven't decided what I want to do with my life yet.
We got time.
Yeah.
You got 5 months before you turn 18.
Yeah, I don't have to be responsible as an adult yet.
Let's see how this... You should be a DE.
Yeah, I mean, I could do that.
That's the first time that anyone's ever said that on the podcast. I'm gonna let Ian know. Dan Tarnow wants to be a DE. We're gonna
maybe.
Well, that's inked in stone. Get a degree in nonprofit management, and we're set.
Okay.
Well, see, look at this. In the last 3 minutes, we just decided your future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, how easy was that?
Okay, so then Dan, last question: if you could meet anyone, that person can be dead, alive, fictional, anybody, and you get to eat dinner with them. Who do you meet, and what are you going to eat?
Well, having dinner with a dead person could be interesting.
But they'd be alive in that.
Oh,
setting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know. Since we're at an OA event right now, this is going to seem not particularly creative, but I'm going to go with Ierner Goodman.
Okay.
I think he would be a really cool person to talk to, and I think it'd be interesting for him to see where the OA is now, and kind of talk about where it started, where it is, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and the national vice chief kind of had your same answer. We talked about how...
Darn, he beat
me
to it.
Well, it's been 100 years.
Yeah.
The OA, and when the OA was started... It was just a camp honor society.
Yeah.
And, now there's a lot of lore and everything that went into it. So there was work that went into it. But now that it's this entity that it is, and it's, service for the entire country, it's...
Yeah, it's
awesome.
It's really caught on. It's really spread. And I think it's a great program.
And no one ever says Carol A. Edson.
Yeah. He everyone kind of forgets about him.
Yeah.
And... I think that's not really being fair to him. Cause they
he's
both...
He's kind of like the Dunkerman. I think the name is Dunkerman. On the first series of American Idol, there was Ryan Seacrest, and there was a guy, I think his name was Brian Dunkerman. And there was another host, and no one remembers that guy.
Yeah.
I just remember Ryan Seacrest. So I just compared Ierner Goodman to Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think Carol Edson, he did... play a major role in getting the OA started, and no one really knows about him.
Yeah.
So
we should start a campaign for the 100th anniversary, remember Edson. Hashtag remember Edson.
Okay, is this gonna
be a
thing
now?
So
we have hashtag Hudak for Japan, hashtag remember Edson.
Okay.
All right. Well, Dan, thank you for taking some time out of your day to talk with me. And we'll talk with you soon.
All right, thank you. I'm glad to be here.